The Whey Benchmark Fermentation Must Beat is not a published price series. USDA publishes WPC 34% with a full basis statement. WPC 80% appears only in narrative commentary, with no unit printed in the sentence. Across 5 months, the same grade was quoted at $32,000/ton, $14.50/lb, €16,900/ton, and for a US price, €18,204/ton. From Life Mate Tech. Every cost parity claim in precision fermented dairy protein is measured against the price of whey. We went looking for that price in the primary record. The United States Department of Agriculture publishes a formally specified price series for whey protein concentrate 34% with a complete basis statement. Prices for Central and Western U.S. All first sales FOB, extra grade conventional and edible whey protein concentrate. It publishes no equivalent series for WPC 80%. In the same report, the grade formulators actually buy appears only as narrative commentary. Pricing from $11.50/$12.85, for regular and priced between $11.75/$13.00. For instant, with no unit printed in the sentence, no grade specification, no delivery basis, and no geography qualifier beyond the report's own heading. Whey protein isolate gets no numeric quote at all, only trading mostly in the $14. That is the foundation. Every downstream figure, every trade headline, every parity claim, every techno-economic model traces back either to that commentary, to a private subscription index, or to a named broker's estimate. This piece follows on from our August benchmark analysis, which argued that USDA's WPC 34% series was the wrong comparator, and that formulators buy WPC 80% at $12 to $13. USDA's 27 August report puts regular WPC 80% at $11.50 to $12.85, and instant at $11.75 to $13.00, so that figure has held. What we did not say then, and should have, is that the number we were citing is not a published series at all. What USDA actually publishes. From the 27 August 2026 reports, the article includes a four-column table of product data here, which is easier to read on the page. The unit for the WPC 80% figures is inferable from the report structure and from the WPC 34% series being quoted in dollars per pound. It is not stated. On a beat where basis is the whole argument, a benchmark whose unit must be inferred is a benchmark that will be misquoted, and it duly is. The one series USDA does publish has moved sharply on its own terms. From the Dairy Monthly Averages report of 3 August 2026, WPC 34% Central and West Monthly Averages in US dollar/lb. Month 2026, January average 1.5018 mostly 1.5175. Month 2026, February average 1.5961 mostly 1.5737. Month 2026, March average 1.6101 mostly 1.6250. Month 2026, April average 1.6825 mostly 1.6434. Month 2026, May average 1.8245 mostly 1.7448. Month 2026, June average 1.8340 mostly 1.8667. Month 2026, July average 1.9434 mostly 1.9670. That is up 29.4% in 7 months in the only WPC price the US government publishes. Practical consequence. If you are writing a supply agreement or a cost model index to whey, index it to WPC 34% and state the conversion you apply to reach your grade, or index it to a named private benchmark with its publication basis written into the contract. There is no public WPC 80% index to index to. The same product, the same year, four incompatible units. The article includes a six-column table of date data here, which is easier to read on the page. A US price quoted in euros per ton, with no exchange rate and no observation date, is the sharpest illustration. 18,204 euros is a suspiciously precise number for an index level, which suggests it is itself a conversion presented as a native figure. We asked what rate produced it, and could not answer the question from the source. The same basis mixing happens inside single documents. Vespa's November 2025 news gives US sweet whey and US permeate in dollars per ton, and in the same paragraph, US lactose in euros per ton. USDA's own monthly averages report tabulates US dry products in US dollar/lb and international products in US dollar per metric ton. Our conversions labeled as ours. None of the sources published these. We show the arithmetic. 1 lb equals 0.45359 kilograms. 1 ton equals 2204.6226 lb. USDA WPC 80% regular. $11.50 to $12.85/lb. 27 August 2026. $25,353 to $28,329/ton. $25.35 to $28.33 per kilogram. USDA WPC 80% instant, $11.75 to $13.00/lb. $25,904 to $28,660/ton. $25.90 to $28.66 per kilogram. USDA WPC 34% mostly, $2.0500 to $2,2900/lb. $4,519 to $5,049/ton. $4.52 to $5.05 per kilogram. Nutra ingredient slash Vespa $32,000/ton. Divided by 2204.6226. Equals $14.515/lb. The article's own. $14.50/lb checks out. Nutra ingredient slash Vespa $5,500/ton. 2023. Divided by 2204.6226. Equals $2.495/lb. It's $2.49/lb checks out. We have deliberately not converted the Dairy Reporter euro figures. The source gives no exchange rate and no observation date, and inventing one to make a comparison work is exactly the error this piece is about. The trajectory and where sources stop agreeing. Date mid-2023 WPC 80%, tilde $2.50/lb source and type, TC Jacobi estimate via Food Business News. Date October 2025 WPC 80%, $5.80/lb source and type, Vespa Price Index US Instant. Date 3 December 2025, WPC 80%, $7.25/lb source and type, Vespa Price Index US Instant. Date Q1 2026 WPC 80%, $10.50/lb source and type, Vespa Price Index US. Date tilde 19 June 2026 WPC 80%, $14.50/lb source and type, Vespa via Nutra ingredients. Date 21 August 2026 WPC 80%, $13.50/lb source and type, TC Jacobi estimate. Date 27 August 2026 WPC 80%, $11.50 to $13.00 source and type, USDA narrative range. Two divergences are worth naming rather than smoothing over. The June index figure sits above USDA's late August range by roughly $1.50 to $3.00 a pound. Either the market retreated over the summer, or a subscription index and a reported transaction range are measuring different things, index versus range, instant versus regular, contract versus spot. No source reconciles them, and we cannot. The August broker estimate sits above the top of USDA's range published 6 days later. $13.50 against $13.00 for instant and $12.85 for regular. Practical consequence. A parity claim benchmark to the whey price in mid-2026 could legitimately cite anything from $11.50 to $14.50 per pound. A 26% spread, depending on which of these it picked, without any of them being wrong. The benchmark in circulation is stale by a factor of 3 to 7. A 2026 dated precision fermentation economics analysis we examined states, as its 2025 to 2026 commodity range. Whey protein concentrate, WPC80, at $4 to $8 per kilogram, and whey protein isolate at $8 to $15 per kilogram, and concludes that precision fermentation whey and casein at $20 to $40 per kilogram at commercial scale is still 2-3x more expensive than dairy WPI at $8 to $15 per kilogram. Against USDA's own 27 August 2026 numbers, WPC 80% converts to $25.35 to $28.66 per kilogram on our arithmetic. That is 3.2 times to 7.2 times the top of that benchmark, and above even its WPI band. On those numbers, the conclusion inverts. Precision fermentation at $20 to $40 per kilogram brackets, US WPC 80%, rather than sitting at a multiple of it. We are not endorsing the $20 to $40 per kilogram fermentation figure. That source is an unattributed industry blog marketing calculators, not a peer-reviewed or industry body assessment, and we cite it only as an illustration of a stale benchmark propagating. But the direction of the error is the point, and it runs against the incumbent. Nobody's parity claim names a price. This is the finding we expected to be able to correct, and could not. We searched for a precision fermentation dairy protein company statement that names the whey price its cost parity claim is measured against. We found parity claims. We found no prices. The article includes a four-column table of company data here, which is easier to read on the page. Vivisai's US launch page makes no price claim at all. Its comparisons against milk-derived whey protein isolate are all environmental. The Vivisai statement is the instructive one. It was made in February 2024, when WPC 80% was, on Vespa's own later reconstruction, well below its October 2025 level of $5.80/lb. The benchmark it was implicitly measured against has since roughly doubled to quadrupled. Because no price was named, there is nothing to re-baseline the claim against. It can be neither falsified nor confirmed by the move in the thing it referenced. Practical consequence: treat an undated, unpriced parity claim as unfalsifiable and price it accordingly in diligence. The question to put to any fermentation dairy protein supplier is, parity against which grade, at which price, on which date, in which units? We flagged the same structural problem in our analysis of cost parity basis mismatch. This is the dairy side confirmation. The most honest framing we found from inside the industry came from Remilk's Jason Rosenberg in a 2023 roundtable, arguing that dairy is an extremely volatile commodity, and when we look down the road, there is a huge benefit in being able to offer stability over time. That reframes parity from a price target to a variance argument, and the last 3 years support it. The demand story corrected. The surge is widely attributed to GLP-1 drug adoption. The attribution is plausible. The statistic in circulation is wrong in three distinct ways. The primary source is KFF's poll published 14 November 2025. About 1 in 8 adults, 12%, say that they are currently taking a GLP-1 drug such as Ozempic or Wegovy either to lose weight or treat a chronic condition, an increase from 18 months ago. Separately, nearly 1 in 5 adults, 18%, say at some point they have taken a GLP-1 drug. The survey ran 27 October to 2 November 2025, among 1,350 US adults, margin of error plus or minus 3 percentage points. The three errors: 12% of the US population. KFF measures adults, including minors, the population share is materially lower. 11.8% of US adults had used a GLP-1 medication. This tracks KFF's current use figure, 12%, but is labeled as ever use, for which KFF's number is 18%. We could not locate any source for the specific figure 11.8%. Nearly a quarter of all US households had at least one person actively using these drugs. Not in the KFF release, and we could not confirm it anywhere. The one trade press rendering that matches the primary source is in Nutra Ingredients, where ESN's Mike O'Leary describes GLP-1 users as an ever-growing population that has reached around 1 in 8 in the United States. Is it actually unavailable? Unavailable at any price is a real quotation, and it is dated. Vespa, 20 November 2025. US whey protein concentrate, WPC 80, and whey protein isolate, WPI, have become essentially unavailable for new buyers seeking significant volumes, with producers having already sold forward well into 2026. USDA's 27 August 2026 report supports tightness across the complex. The market remains extremely tight and product is increasingly difficult to source. Production is limited, inventories are exceptionally thin, and demand is strong across food, infant formula and feed sectors. But on WPC, 80% specifically says demand is stable to softer, with pricing from $11.50, $12.85, but widening due to lower interest and increased offerings. Food Business News on 21 August quotes T.C. Jacoby's Joshua White pointing the same way. At current levels, some WPC buyers have resisted adding coverage, with recent reports of customers staying on the sidelines in hopes of securing better values, which White characterizes as a possible sign the market is moving beyond its parabolic phase. So the shortage framing describes Q4 2025 and Q1 2026. By late August 2026, the primary record describes buyer resistance and increased offerings on the specific grade in question. Anyone building a 2027 model on unavailable at any price is using a 15-month-old market condition, a source that contradicts the others. We are flagging this rather than quietly excluding it. Dairy Reporter's 25 March 2026 piece, the source of the €16,900 and €18,204 per tonne figures, describes WPC 80 as having demand that is stable and contract-bound, and says predictable inventories, coupled with stable demand, means stable prices, making this subcategory a safer, less volatile bet from a business perspective. That is the opposite of USDA, Vespa, Nutra Ingredients and Food Business News over the same period, and it sits oddly against the article's own headline framing of a market reshaped by demand. We have used its price figures with the caveats above and have not relied on it for market direction. What we could not establish. A USDA-published WPC 80% price series. As far as the AMS Dairy Market News Report Index goes, none exists. This is the central finding and we state it as an absence we searched for. The unit for USDA's WPC 80% figures, strongly implied to be dollars per pound, not printed in those sentences. A multi-year USDA WPC 34% baseline. The current monthly averages report covers 2026 January to July only. Earlier archives sit behind report viewers we did not retrieve, so we have not stated a 2023 or 2025 USDA baseline. The observation date, or FX rate for Dairy Reporters, €16,900/€18,204 per tonne. Neither is given. We found no Vespa-hosted page carrying those two figures. The observation date for Nutra Ingredients, $32,000 per metric tonne. The article says now costs, and is dated 19 June 2026. The underlying date is not given. Any Precision Fermentation Company statement naming a whey price as its parity benchmark. We searched Vivasai, Perfect Day, New Culture, Wongo Bio, Remilk, Imagine Dairy and Standing Ovation. We found none. Standing Ovation, Verli and Wongo Bio produced no fetchable parity statement at all. The 11.8% and 1 in 4 households GLP-1 figures, uncited in the source that carries them, we could not confirm either. A 2025 grocery spend study of 150,000 US households cited in one trade source with no author, title or institution. We have not used it.
What to watch?
Whether USDA begins publishing a WPC 80% series. It is the single change that would do most for price transparency in high-protein dairy, and the case for it grows as the grade diverges from WPC 34%. Whether any fermentation company restates parity against a current, named whey price. Vivasai's February 2024 claim is the obvious candidate for a public update, and the move has been in its favour. Whether the WPC 80% softening in USDA's late August commentary continues. If it does, the 2026 peak was a spike rather than a level shift, and parity claims benchmark to the peak will age badly in the other direction. Whether cheese economics pull way back down. WPC is a co-product of cheesemaking, and the price relationship between cheese and whey streams is the mechanism that would resolve this. It is also the variable none of the fermentation parity claims model at all.